Stay tuned for Bob and Yurt Live when we'll do our best to besmirch Michael Jackson. But first, here's our Denver Bible Church update. Hi, this is Pastor Bob Enyart, and I have in front of me a chart on the question of does God change? And it's referencing verses in the Bible that talk about the persons of the Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. And from looking at this chart, it really looks like God does change. Now, the Bible tells us that God doesn't change in his will, in that he wills that righteousness will prevail and that wickedness will be defeated. God wills that. And he is righteous. And we know that he will always be righteous. But can he change in any way? Well, we know that he does not change in some ways, like he's always faithful. Can he change in any way? Does he change? And for example, God the Son became flesh. Wow. We read that in the Gospel of John, chapter 1. God the Son became flesh. Now, if God cannot change, if God is immutable, that is, he does not change in any way, then God the Son could not become flesh. It's pretty straightforward thinking. And God is rational. Jesus Christ is truth. He's not contradictions. Eastern mysticism, they don't care if God contradicts himself. That's okay to them. But Jesus Christ said that he is truth. And truth is non-contradictory. And so God the Son became flesh, which tells us a couple things. One, that he was not always flesh. He wasn't always a human being. And two, that he became a human being, which means he changed. In fact, to become a human being, we read in Philippians 2 that God the Son humbled himself. He lowered himself and emptied himself of some of his divine attributes. And he became a servant. He became sin for us, and he became a curse for us. Jesus Christ suffered and died for us. He was then justified in the Spirit, the Apostle Paul wrote to Timothy, and he was raised from the dead. Had the Son of God ever been raised from the dead before? No, these were all extraordinary changes, and this is fundamental to understanding God and the Bible, and for your Christianity to be as real as it can be. Because if your fundamental views of God are wrong, then your views of his word and of how he works and how you interact with him and have a relationship with him, all those views will be tainted and have a lot of error in them. So God is alive. He's the living God. And the Father, God the Father, he began creating, right? He hadn't always created. He began creating on the first day. He planned the creation, and then he began to create. And then on the seventh day, he ceased from creating. He rested. Now, what rested? The creation or the creator? God rested. God stopped creating after he had created, not before. So he became the creator. He sent his son to die, something that he had never done before. He made his son to be sin for us. He forsook his dying son. Remember, Jesus cried out to his father, my God, why have you forsaken me? And then he raised his son and he received his son. These were all real things that God did. The Holy Spirit, God the Holy Spirit came upon the prophets. He inspired the Bible. He overshadowed Mary and fertilized one of her eggs. He offered up Jesus Christ. He seals the believers. He grieves at sin. These are things that God does. God is real. He's not immutable. Immutable means he cannot change. That's a pagan Greek notion of God. But God became flesh for us, God the Son. Isn't that neat that our God is alive? This is Pastor Bob Enyart inviting you to visit us at Denver Bible Church. Now stay tuned for Bob Enyart Live.
Service with the weekend.
Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Inyart, America's most popular, self-proclaimed right-wing religious fanatic, homophobic, anti-choice talk show host. Our number here, 1-800-8-INYART. That's 1-800-836-9278. Mark Garagos said today, that's Scott Peterson's attorney, Michael Jackson's attorney. It seems like he only represents people who are guilty, doesn't it? Right? A homosexual child molester, a murderer. Scott Peterson murdered his wife and his own baby. An adulterer. And who is that? Who is that female actress who was the shoplifter? Winona Ryder? Yeah, does this guy only represent the guilty or what? Or maybe, well, that's typical of most defense attorneys, but maybe he only represents the blatantly guilty, I guess. So anyway, he said today, if you do anything to besmirch Michael Jackson's reputation, we will be on you like a ton of bricks. That he is going to sue anyone who disparages Michael Jackson. And so I thought before we started the show, I asked the engineer to please, you know, we normally record the show on mini disc and on the computer to upload to kgov.com. And I asked the engineer to pop in an extra audio tape to send a dub of the show to Mark Garagos at garagos@garagos.com is his email. And we've got his address here. I guess we'll just send him a copy of the tape, since they probably can't monitor all talk shows in the whole country. So what is his at? Here it is, right here on his website, garagos.com. 2 California Plaza, 350 South Grand Avenue, 39th floor, Los Angeles, California, 90071. Here's his phone number, 213-625-3900. All right. So let's see here. Maybe we could try calling. I don't know if they answer their phones at this time of the night, but let's try. All right, 219-625-3900.
We're sorry. Your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please check the number and dial again.
Come on. Let me try this again. I think
the number you have dialed is not valid.
Come on.
Please check the number and dial again. D&B 3. The number you have dialed is not valid. Please check the number.
Here it is. It's two. Let me try this again. What's going on here? Did I say 219?
You have reached the law offices of Garagos and Garagos after our normal business hours. Huh. Our office hours are from 9 o'clock a.m. 6 o'clock p.m. If you wish to send us a fax, our fax number is 213-625-1600. If you know your party's extension, please press it now. If you would like to leave a message for the secretary to the criminal department, press 2. For the secretary to the civil department, press 3.
Civil.
For billing questions, press 4. For a directory of extensions, press 5. Or press 0 to leave a message in the general mailbox.
Let's try criminal first.
Your call is being transferred.
This is Jocelyn.
Hi, Jocelyn. This is Bob Inyart Live in Denver. We're on the radio right now, KLTT.
Uh-huh.
And responding to Mark Garago said today, if anyone would do anything to besmirch Michael Jackson's reputation, that he'd be on them like a ton of bricks. And we wanted to know if he has any guidelines, if we could figure out what we can do to qualify for one of the besmirchers.
You know, I really don't know, and Mark's not in right now.
Oh.
I can get a message over to him if you want.
All right. If you could just let him know that at Bob Inyart Live in Denver, that we were broadcasting that Michael Jackson is a homosexual child molester. And if that qualifies, then it would be great for him to get in touch with us.
Let him know.
All right, thank you. All right, let's see now. Now, that was number two. I wonder if we tried number five. No, I guess we don't need to. All right, let's see here. Let's see. So, Jermaine Jackson, Michael Jackson's older brother, told Barbara Walters Friday. He said, "I'm requesting an investigation of the investigators. They're a bunch of racist rednecks out there." Now, I wonder, what evidence does he have to say that they're a bunch of racist rednecks? That's too much. And besides, is that redundant? No, I guess not. I guess you could be a redneck without a racist, right? But is the term redneck racist? In other words, was Jermaine Jackson being racist just by saying racist rednecks? That'd be like saying, let's see, I'm Italian, so I could use some Italian slur. My mother's maiden name is Galluccio. I'm half Italian. That'd be like saying racist wops. Now, that would be racist, just saying that. All right. Okay, so with Michael Jackson, let's see here. There's a homosexual magazine, at least it was published a few years back. I don't subscribe. I don't know if it's still in publication. But it's called In Touch. In Touch. And they ran a photograph that we actually showed on Bobinert Live on the TV show. And it was and this is before the accusation against Michael Jackson came out in 1993. And it showed Michael Jackson at a homosexual vacation spot with his arms around Alan Light, who's a homosexual journalist. One arm around Alan Light and another arm around a young boy at a homo vacation spot. That's before the allegation. So Michael Jackson hanging out with a homosexual reporter whose photo ends up in a homosexual magazine called In Touch. At a homosexual vacation spot with one arm around an openly known homosexual reporter and the other around a young boy. Yeah. And LaToya Jackson's, that's Michael's sister, her former husband, Jack Gordon, described, and he was, what was he on, MSNBC this past weekend? Or was it Fox News, describe Michael gazing at a young boy in a rather bizarre way and then taking that boy into his bedroom for 5 days. We'll be back after this.
At Bobinert Live and KGov.com, you'll find literature, audio, and video products that are a must for the library of any Christian interested in studying the truth of the Bible. You'll find essential material like the plot manuscript, an overview of the whole Bible that will clear up doctrinal issues. Then there's The Tree, a fun audio journey back to the Garden of Eden, where you'll learn about this most famous tree and its impact on humanity. Check out the Mount Moriah video. This video gives evidence for the resurrection combining biblical and secular resources. It's a great witnessing tool. And don't forget the death penalty video. Learn that Jesus advocated the death penalty and learn how God put the death penalty at the heart of the gospel. You can directly help Bob's outreach by subscribing to Best of Bob, Bob's Best 8 Shows of the Month, or build a Bible study library by ordering the monthly Bible albums. There's a lot more, so give us a call at 1-800-8-NYARD. That's 1-800-836-9278. 1-800-836-9278 or KGOV.com.
Hey, this is Bob Inert with a live commercial break. Today we got a call from Indiana. Actually, Indiana. And somebody got the catalog with our Christmas notice, consider giving Christmas gifts, Bob and Your Live Christmas gifts this year. And he took advantage of the offer of, you know, videos. We've got these great videos, make excellent Christmas gifts, even to yourself. Well, he took the opportunity to order 10 videos, because some of these videos are $24.95, and that's quite a bit. Well, we have any five videos for $95 and any 10 videos for $180. That made those 10 videos, they came down in price to $18 each. And he said, what a great idea to give them as gifts or even for myself for Christmas. And he was like a kid in a candy shop ordering some really neat, like Unlocking the Mysteries of Life, a great video, DVD or VHS against evolution, just the best. You'll love it. And then Mount St. Helens, what we can learn about that volcano that blew, and it doesn't take millions of years to form canyons and rivers and strata, and the search for the real Mount Sinai. What a great video. And get out of the matrix. So give us a call or go to kgov.com. Our phone number, 1-800-8-NYART. That's 1-800-836-9278. Yeah, Jack Gordon, LaToya Jackson's former husband. Now, I've heard people say that LaToya is the kookiest of all the Jackson kids. But there's no way you can say that with Michael in the family. He's got to be the weirdest. So with LaToya Jackson's former husband, Jack Gordon saying that, describing the way Michael looked at this one young boy, and they talked to him about it. And they said, look, Michael, look how you're looking at that kid. And Michael's like, why? Said, it's not natural. And then he said that there was a neat young kid, and this young boy was, you know, active, inquisitive, interesting, neat kid. Young boy, and Michael brought him into his bedroom, and the two of them emerged 5 days later. And when they came out, the kid had turned into a different kid, and he seemed disturbed. And he described the kid and the change in the kid, and it was just spooky and tragic to hear. And then Michael Jackson, if we have to besmirch him, I guess. Michael Jackson lied, claiming in a Vanity Fair interview? Or was it, he did an interview on TV with who? Was it Barbara Walters? I don't recall, back in 95 maybe it was. And he said that there were no marks that the kid who accused him could identify on his body. And the Santa Barbara Sheriff's Department said that's just flat out a lie, that the kid identified Michael Jackson's private parts, sadly, with extreme accuracy, whatever that means. You know, just so that was a blatant lie. And then also Jackson lied, saying the police found nothing that could link him to child molestation. They found a book of nude boys, the sort of book that's commonly linked to pedophiles. Now, sadly, liberals in America have taken a stand to say that it should be legal to publish, to photograph, publish, print, sell books of nude children. And so you could go into quite a few upscale bookstores in America and buy books, photo books, artsy books of naked children, boys and girls. It's just despicable. And we had, you know, I had friends back. In fact, Randall Terry was promoting this some years back, to go into the bookstores that carried these books and let the general manager know that you were going to be ripping up the books and then just tear them up in the aisles. And so I had friends that did that. I would have done it too. I just didn't get around to it when they were doing it. But and they didn't charge anyone with destruction of private property, because the goal of the Christians doing that was to get taken to court so we could make the argument that this is child pornography. But the bookstores, in their despicable way, were wise in not pressing charges. So you could purchase books of nude kids. just unbelievably despicable books. And Michael Jackson had that, which is common of pedophiles. You know, how many people are going to go and buy a book of nude boys? People who do buy such a book are de facto, there's something wrong with them. De facto. And the chances are significant that they're going to be an unhealthy influence, to say the least, on any children that they have access to. All right, what else? The Jackson's personal maid claimed from time to time she would accidentally see him in the bathroom and in his bedroom in various stages of undress, even in bed or even in the same sleeping bag with a young boy. And he always had boys. He says he likes kids, but he likes boys. He doesn't like kids. I mean, he has the quota girl. Occasionally, you know, if he has some public event, of course, he'll have girls and photo ops and a quota girl here or there in a picture. But he likes boys. He doesn't like girls. And he gets rid of the boys when they grow up. When they get into puberty, they're gone. He's just a friend of theirs when they're young and vulnerable. As has been pointed out by a criminal justice expert on pedophiles, pointed out this week that Michael Jackson, he doesn't go to these, when these kids graduate, when they get married, he doesn't send them gifts. He doesn't go to the graduation party. At that point, he's just there. He's a sexual predator who's after them when they're young and vulnerable. He doesn't befriend them as human beings. It'd be like somebody who likes puppies and it plays with puppies, and then when the puppy reaches 6 months of age, sends them to a pound to be killed, and they constantly buy new puppies. And they love puppies. And they play with the puppies, and then they get 6 months old, and they kill them, and they get a new puppy. Only these aren't puppies. These are human beings. So what do we have to do to besmirch Michael Jackson's reputation? Let's see. We could remind people that during the 1991 Super Bowl halftime show, Michael Jackson, with children around him and millions watching, grabs his genitals. In fact, he started that whole thing, didn't it? And I don't know if it's just in the rap world. Do they still call it rap? Rap world? I don't know if it's just that world that became a trend or what, but he really did a great thing for his fans starting that. And if you were to do that in a school, hopefully liberals would know enough to say that that's sexual harassment and you shouldn't be allowed to do that. If you were to do that at work, hopefully the secretary would be able to get you fired. And if you did it in school in a seventh grade class, hopefully they'd take you out and flog you. But so Michael Jackson obviously is a homosexual child molester. Let's see what else here. The North American Man Boy Love Association, you've heard of that group called NAMBLA, the ones who advocate pedophilia, homosexual pedophilia, the sex by eight or it's too late crowd. And they did a cover story on Michael Jackson. And they were so excited because they did their own survey and they asked people, if it turns out that Michael Jackson is guilty of these charges, that he sexually molested children, would you still admire him? That was their survey. And they reported that a significant majority of people asked said yes, they would still admire Michael Jackson. And NAMBLA is so excited because they see Michael Jackson as a pioneer for their movement to bring about, to acclimatize the public toward sex with children, and especially homosexual sex with children. And so that's, of course, one of the reasons why I despise him as the pastor of Denver Bible Church. My concern is for innocence, innocent children, and not just for the innocent children who will be molested by Michael Jackson and who have been, but all the kids who will be molested as our society becomes more and more comfortable with people who have sex with kids. And NAMBLA, they were exactly right with that. To the extent that people will still admire Michael Jackson, even if the allegations are true, to that extent, this battle is significant for kids in the future who will be molested by homosexuals, well, and by heterosexuals. But homosexuals molest kids far out of proportion to their representation in society. All right, what else? What else can we do or say to besmirch Michael Jackson? We've got a news report which aired nationally, a video showing him in a London toy store, and the store was closed down for him to bring a young boy shopping. And the video clip showed him with his arm around the boy, grabbing the boy to show him a toy, and the boy pulled away from Jackson as though he were disgusted. We thought, wow, that's a trip and a half. Look at that. In front of the whole world, it's pretty obvious that this kid is disgusted with Michael Jackson. Why? On Primetime Live, Lisa Marie Presley, when she was married to Michael Jackson, said that young boys had the right to be in Michael's bathroom with him. Of course, Michael defended sleeping in the same bed with prepubescent boys. You know, about a third of the children sexually molested are boys. Now think about that. Of the children sexually molested, most, two-thirds are girls, about a third are boys. And over 90% of the boys who are sexually molested are hurt by men. By men. Every man molesting a boy is committing a homosexual act. Young boys do not excite straight men. And, you know, all of our founding fathers believed sodomy to be a crime. I don't know if you know that. Even the liberals, even the most liberals, like Thomas Jefferson. Hey, so his album, Invincible, Michael Jackson's CD, Invincible, in the credits, one of the credits is for Baby Rubba, and Rubba is the name he gave to this kid who's now said that Michael Jackson molested him. So he's in the credits for that album, and even said that he had something to do with the words of one of the songs. It might have been the Invincible song. And Michael Jackson, this is an article in the New York Post, was asked about the song Invincible, the title. And Michael Jackson was saying that really God wrote the songs, and he felt guilty putting his name on them because they were already written in heaven. And he said it's all really the work of God. Bob Enyart here, 1-800-8-ENYART. That's 1-800-836-9278. Now, our website, kgov.com, is down for a couple days. Well, it's actually up, but we cannot edit it. So what does that mean? What does that mean? How am I going to get the word out to people who tune in at kgov.com? We can't edit the site. because of an administrative difficulty with the server. It's up, but it can't be modified. Well, we're not going to be able to tell you until it's back online. So, and you guys are the only ones who could hear this first minute of this break. So truly, no one is hearing this commercial. That's interesting. Hey, Bob Inyard here with a live commercial break. Welcome to those tuning in Denver via KLTT AM 670. Hey, we have got the neatest videos, and you might want to give them as Christmas gifts. I'll give you some of the titles, but you could give five for $95 or 10 for $180. That's $18 a gift for a fabulous gift like this, VHS or DVD, Unlocking the Mysteries of Life. What a great video program against evolution. It ran on PBS stations all around the country, including here in Denver on Channel 6. And then how about this, The Real Mount Sinai? It's a DVD only. It's actually titled Mountain of Fire. Search for The Real Mount Sinai. What a good video. You will love it. In fact, those two videos together form a great Christmas gift to somebody that you're trying to influence their thinking. You want to bring them along. You want to let them know that evolution's not true and the story of the Bible is. You get those two together, Unlocking the Mysteries of Life, and then The Real Mount Sinai. Wow! What a power-packed gift for Christmas. Or for your own library. And then all our other videos are VHS only, not DVD. But Sex Has a Price Tag, Pam Stenzel, about premarital sex. Really great video. Mount St. Helens. Get Out of the Matrix. That's when I went to debate a college philosophy class and their teacher. Mount Moriah, the evidence for the resurrection of Jesus Christ. God and the death penalty, New Testament support for capital punishment. A Bible tour of Israel. That was fun. So call us 800-8-NYART or go to kgov.com. One 800 8 NYART, 1-800-836-9278. All right, so that's it for Michael Jackson, and we'll let you know if we're going to be sued by his attorney, but I guess not. But we'll do whatever we can. Let's see here, what else is in the news? Oh, George W. Bush should be signing this new Medicare prescription drug bill passed by the Republican Congress. And hey, folks, you've heard it here on Bob Inyart Live for the past 12 years. What have you heard? As far as Congress and federal spending being out of control, fiscally irresponsible, that the taxes are increased and spending is, if you look at taxing and spending as two sides of the same coin, either you raise taxes or you increase spending. And that's when you're out of control. Because we're way out of control as it is, our government. And so if you raise taxes, you're severely out of control. Or if you increase spending. Well, when there's a Republican president, taxes get raised more quickly and spending increases far more quickly than when there's a Democratic president. We've been saying that for years. It's been true for the past 40 years. And so now George W. Bush, Republican president, Republican Congress, is just passed the single largest new entitlement program. Entitlement is like welfare programs, socialism. Since the 1960s, in 40 years, this new prescription drug bill and Medicare, this is about a half billion-dollar package. Did I say a half billion? Silly me. You shouldn't drop your T's. You know, if you're going to say mountain, not mountain. It's not a half billion. A half trillion. A half trillion-dollar program. A half trillion. The biggest new federal entitlement since the 60s. This is a big spending Republican administration. And this is just despicable because our country is, we've got a terrible national debt, and the annual deficit is devastating. And we've got now, we're adding to that with this package of prescription drug coverage now. It's just, it's unbelievably wrong. It's socialism. It's not the government's job to take care of people. The more the government takes care of people, the less they take care of themselves. And there's nothing you can do to change that. That's just human nature. That's why when God instituted government and families and churches, he didn't give the government the job of taking care of children. He gave that job to parents. And he didn't give the government the job of providing for health care. No, it's destructive. It's so discouraging to sit back and to see and to know. It's like you could predict all this stuff before it happens. You know that a Republican gets into the White House and we, our country is going to be fiscally more irresponsible with a Republican in the White House than with a Democrat. Does that mean I favor a Democrat getting into the White House? No, I don't. No, they're evil. But that doesn't mean I'm going to trick myself and trick others into thinking that the Republican Party is fiscally responsible. Where? In our federal government, when is the Republican Party fiscally responsible? It's unbelievable. So it's just a tragedy. You know, when there's a Democrat in the White House, then the Republicans in Congress put up this fake fight like they're against high spending. So it's a fake fight, but it's just politically motivated. And so when a Republican president is in the White House, then he gets any spending increases he asks for, plus they'll trump it. They'll up it even more than he asks. So that's the mess that we're in here in America. That's just one little tiny part of the mess. 1-800-8-NYART, 1-800-836-9278. Hey, we talked about the devastating population, not growth, but the populations in, for example, Russia and Italy. In countries in Europe they've got this population crisis whereby they're not even replacing their own populations. And we've got this article here about Japan by the Associated Press. This is a trip. In Japan, here we go, already mired in its worst economic slump in decades, Japan may well see its growth decline even further as its citizens get older and its population shrinks, the government said in its annual economic assessment. Our phone number here, 1-800-8-NYART. That's 1-800-836-9278. The report said that Japan needs to take stronger measures to encourage people to have more children. Well, you could start off by stop killing unborn babies. But, of course, the reason to not kill unborn babies is not an economic one, even though when you kill the unborn, then, of course, you're hurting your nation economically. But that's secondary to the – that's just – when you do the wrong thing – there are the law of unintended consequences. All kinds of things go wrong when you do the wrong thing. So with abortion, one of the effects is it devastates your generational economic growth. Here in America, we killed 40 million young Americans. They're dead. Let's see here. Japan is experiencing aging unprecedented in history, said their director of economic policy. addressing the aging problem for the first time. And then the population in Japan is aging because people, as people are getting older, the babies are being killed, for one, and pop culture is against marriage. Pop culture is against marriage, and they forget about besmirching Michael Jackson. They disparage children. If you have four or five kids and you're standing in a checkout line at a grocery store, somebody's bound to make a face or insult you because of our, you know, because people are mindless. And since the culture says it's bad to have more than one kid, mindless liberals believe that, so many of them. They might have seven cats and they look down their nose at somebody who has three kids. And you know why the animal rights activists, they're motivated not out of their love for animals, right? The activists, the leaders of the animal rights movement, they're not motivated out of their love for animals. They're motivated out of their hatred for human beings. And so there's this yearning in them to love something. And since they hate human beings and they hate God, they love animals. But it's not a love for animals. It's a hatred for human beings. All right, let's see here. So addressing the aging problem for the first time, the annual assessment noted the country's population between the ages of 16 and 54 has already started to slide and added that growing numbers of retirees are trimming the nation's savings pool. So after World War II, Japan had a high rate of savings, and that really helps the nation's economy. And then when you begin to drain those savings, that affects the economy. Now, a lot of young people can't even think in these terms. They don't even know what would that mean. What does that mean? How could people's savings accounts help the economy? It would only help the person with the savings account. Maybe somebody educated, let's say educated in a public school or a university today would think, well, how does having a savings account actually help the economy? But we won't answer that for them. We'll just leave them to wonder, to ponder, to be confused. 1-800-8-NYART. The number is 1-800-836-9278. All right, what else do we have here? So Mark Garagos, get rid of that. Congress, get rid of that. Republican administration, high taxes, about $500 billion new entitlement program, get rid of that. Imagine that, $500 billion new entitlement program. Oh, yeah, we have a city in Kansas just passed the law. Every household has to have a gun and ammunition. That's a good law. Yeah, in Kansas. One 800 8 NYART. That's 1-800-836-9278. So I was giving you some of the titles of our videos, and here are a few more. Bob Debates an Evolutionist, that's Dr. Eugenie Scott. She's a physical anthropologist, full-time anti-creationist. That's what she does for a living. So, and I'm just a talk show host and a pastor of Denver Bible Church. I'm not a degreed scientist. So I would guess she must beat me in the debate. But then again, I'm selling the debate, and she's not. 1-800-8-NYART. You could call to order videos. We'll let you know what we've got. We could send you a catalog, or you could go on the web at kgov.com and check out the store. Planets, Stars in the Bible, Scripture and the Heavenly Host. What's it all about? You like that one. Infanticide on the pages of the New York Times. 3-page article defending the right to kill babies after they're born in the first month for any reason. Defending the Faith, Apologetics, Bob Inyart and Dave Spiegel. Environmentalists lose a 10-year bet. Bob on Drugs. That's a fun one. Bob Debates Predestination versus Pastor Brian Schwartley. That's a good debate. Now, if you're predestined to get that debate, well, I don't know if I should say it that way. If you freely decide to get that debate video, I don't know if I should say it that way. How do I say it? Do you freely decide or are you predestined? If you're not sure, get it and find out. But you'd really want to listen to the Predestination album first. That's really cool. Video Fruitcake. Oh, what a good video that is. Funny. Bob Debates, an ACLU leader. Morality, Why God Forbids Sexual Immorality. We've got a lot of good videos. Bible Tour of Israel, live from Las Vegas. So check them out on the web or call us 800-8-NYARDS. one 800 8 1-800-836-9278. All right, so this town in Kansas, the name of the town is Gueda Springs. Gueda. Gueda. G-E-U-D-A. Gueda Springs, Kansas. And it's a small city. They've got 210 people. So that's probably 50-some households. 60 households, and they passed a law requiring people to have guns and ammunition in their homes, and the law does make exceptions for people who have physical or mental disabilities. Like, let's say you live alone and you're blind. You don't have to have a gun. And if you're poor, you don't have to have a gun. And if you don't want to. You don't have to have a gun. That's funny. If you don't want to. But everyone else has to obey the law. Otherwise, they're fined $10 under the ordinance. It's okay. I have to agree. It's a bit of a stupid law. But, you know, you can't really say it's a step in the right direction. But at least they have the right sentiment. That guns are good for defending people. And Councilman John Brewer said this ordinance fulfills the duty to protect by allowing each individual householder to provide for his or her protection. So, all right, these guys, they may not be rocket scientists, but they're trying to do something constructive. So, if I were there, if I were on the city council, would I have voted for this law? No, I wouldn't have voted for the law. But is it a cute law? Yeah, it's cute. Does it make liberals angry? Yeah, it does. It does. But we shouldn't pass laws just because we think something is a good idea. You know, there ought to be a law. There ought to be a law. What do you mean there ought to be a law? There ought to be a law. Well, no, there not ought to be a law. The laws that should exist have been defined by God in the Bible. And he's laid out the principles for criminal justice. And we shouldn't be creating laws. We shouldn't be inventing laws. The only thing you can do with laws that's proper is you could discover them and you could obey them and enforce them, but you can't invent them. Morality, criminal justice, the physical laws of nature, science, it's all the same. You don't invent the laws of nature. You don't. Isaac Newton, the Christian, the greatest scientist who ever lived, Isaac Newton, the Christian man, he didn't invent the law of gravity. He discovered universal attraction. He discovered that. It was already there. He noticed it. The same thing with the Christian man, the father of modern astronomy, Johann Kepler, with his three laws of planetary motion. And he realized that the pagan philosopher Aristotle, not only was he wrong, but he set back, he just killed astronomy. And what, for 2,000 years almost, kept astronomy from making progress by saying that the sun orbited the earth and the planets orbited the earth in perfect circles. And so for 2,000 years, all of Europe, all the countries influenced by the Greek culture were so thoroughly messed up by Aristotle because he made up a goofy law. And he was believed, not the Bible. The church in Europe, they didn't teach that the sun went around the earth because of the Bible. They taught it because of Aristotle. And it was Aristotle who was believed. So anyway, the laws, you can't make up the laws. No matter how much you might want them to be one way, you don't have the right or the authority to create laws. Laws are the way they are. And you either discover them correctly or you don't. And when you don't know what the laws are, you suffer for it. If you don't believe in gravity and you jump off a cliff, you find out not that there's gravity, but that you're stupid. That's what you find out. If you don't believe that sex is to be enjoyed within marriage, if you don't believe that, then and you violate that, then you find out that you're stupid. That's what you find out. Yeah, and in a way, we talk about if somebody breaking the Ten Commandments. He broke the Ten Commandments, like Moses broke the Ten Commandments, remember, when he's so mad at Israel for doing all their wickedness. But you can't really break the Ten Commandments, because after you live and you die, the Ten Commandments are still there, as strong as they ever were. You didn't break them. You broke. You break on the law. You don't really break. I mean, it's just a figure of speech. And so it's okay to say you broke the law. But really, you didn't break the law. You broke on the law. The law broke you. What's that? The lyrics to that song? I fought the law and the law won. Is that what it is? Something like that. Yeah. That's the way it goes. And so it really is wise, just like if you're involved in science, it's smart to know what the laws are, and then you could work with the laws. Like once you understand gravity, then you could put a satellite in orbit, in geosynchronous orbit around the Earth, 22,000 miles up over your head, and it'll stay there for years and years. Once you know the laws. But if you don't know the laws, why? You can't hardly get a bucket of water to stay over your head for 10 years. So it's just amazing what you can do once you recognize and you know what the laws are. And just as there are physical laws, there are moral laws, spiritual laws, and criminal laws. And men don't have the ability or the authority. Well, they don't have the authority to change the criminal laws. They can't say, oh, well, it's okay to own black people because they're black. Men don't have the authority to do that. They don't have the authority to say, it's okay, we'll take money from you to give it to your neighbor for his kid's education or for his health care or so he could have a shorter work week or so he could go vacation. The government doesn't have the authority to do that. And they don't have the authority to say, well, it's okay to have sex outside of marriage. It's okay to kill your unborn child because, you know, he might interfere with your life. So go ahead and kill him. We'll protect you. Huh? You think some judge could protect you from the guilt that will follow you for the rest of your life? What judge is going to protect you from that? From the broken relationships, from the tears that well up on the day that would have been your child's birthday, your due date, from seeing other people laughing and playing with their kids in the park and the loneliness that tears you apart because you killed your own child. What city councilman is going to protect you from that? So you broke the law, you killed an innocent child. Well, in a manner of speaking, in a figure of speech, you broke the law, thou shalt not murder. But really, it's still there as strong as it ever was, and you are broken. By the way, if you've done any of these things, there is hope for you. You can ask God to forgive you. You can put your faith in Jesus Christ and thank him for dying on the cross to pay for your sins. You can do that. And then God will forgive you if you ask him. But apart from that, you're in big trouble. Let's go to the phones in Erie, Colorado. Ronnie, speak your mind.
Hi, Bob. How you doing?
Doing well, sir.
I'd just like to make a quick comment as far as, like, all this homosexual,
yeah,
saying that it's okay to,
right,
to, for that lifestyle and, you know, abortion, and it's okay. Everything's okay. You can do whatever you want in this country.
Right.
Like, it's almost, you know, like our country is kind of in its last stages of decay, seems like.
Yeah.
Don't you agree?
Yeah, well, yeah, except that the last lingering stages could last a long, long, long time. But we're in the post-Christian era in America, where Christians are openly mocked, and homosexuals and baby killers are put on a pedestal and honored.
Yeah, I know. It's pathetic. I'm so fed up with it. Just kind of like, I don't know, you just got to let it go.
Yeah, Ronnie, I think I use a phrase, an idea called relaxed concern. Like, I have concern for my country, my neighbor, and I do what I can to point out, you know, the spiritual battle we're in. You got to take sides, God or his enemies. To the extent that the country continues to be wicked, I try not to let that destroy me internally.
Right.
At times I will grieve for individuals that I see their lives being destroyed. They're destroying themselves. So it's sad.
What I don't understand is that people, you know, they want God's protection over our nation against enemies, evil like Al-Qaeda and these terrorist groups that are running around gunning for the United States and want to do anything and everything to destroy us.
Right.
But yet they don't want to honor God. They don't want to listen to his word. You know, so they want his protection,
right,
from these evil things. But yet they don't want to live the lives that they're supposed to live and live according to the way God's word set it up for us to live.
Yeah. You know, my wife and I saw that movie, K-19 Widowmaker, with Harrison Ford. And it's about a Russian nuclear sub back in 1961 that almost blew up. And we got it from cleanfilms.com. Great service. And
can you get it like at Blockbuster or something?
Well, it probably has a lot of, you know, we like to get it from cleanfilms.com.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, they're atheists, and they tell one guy you're not allowed to have a cross. He had a cross around his neck.
Uh-huh.
And so now they find out that the nuclear reactor is ready to blow. And all of a sudden, they're all praying for one another. You know, the captain of the ship is asking God to help them. There's never an atheist in a nuclear sub ready to blow.
Oh, wow. I'm going to have to check that movie out sometime.
Yeah, yeah. It's good. So anyway, Ronnie, you're right. The country is going to hell in a handbasket. But, hey, we can drag a few people out of that basket.
Did you mention something about that was a series of tapes, and one of them was something to do with the Matrix?
Our videos. One of our videos, Get Out of the Matrix.
Yeah, that made sense to me because that movie kind of plays in. People are walking around in spiritual darkness.
Yeah, exactly.
I like that way that movie.
You
got to
see. You got to see that video, Ronnie. We're out of time.
Okay, thanks.
God bless you. This is Bob Inert reminding you to do right, see the Matrix, and risk the consequences.